This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Well, we're not sure about Halloween this year. What are you going to do? Well, it seems like people are already preparing because Halloween candy sales are actually up this year, believe it or not.
I somehow still have a bowl of candy corn. Ebola, you know. Not Ebola. A bowl.
You have a bowl of
candy corn.
Bowl of candy corn.
People are going to tune in and think there's a new disease on the horizon. No.
Well, probably, but not that.
But yeah, that stuff's been there. But then when is it that they start doing the Christmas stuff? That's
Christmas
November
stuff's
1st.
Already out. I got a snap the other day, 9 from TRG, by the way. I respond a lot. But yeah, it was, they were at Walmart putting out all the stuff in the big box retailer.
Wow. Already.
Down there by the lawn and garden. You know where they put it.
Yeah.
They got this guy on TV.
It was last Sunday or Monday this was happening.
He's expecting trick-or-treaters, so he invented a candy belt. Goes from his porch down to the kids.
I saw the one guy who had the tube on his porch rail to slide it down through the tube.
I thought he was wearing a belt with candy on it. The kids had to come
that's
grab
creepy.
Some.
Yeah.
No, that's a, that was a failed idea.
Fat Boys is basically a structure made out of plywood and sheetrock with a hole in it about 3 feet off the ground.
Oh, I'm going to give out little oranges. I just forgot what they're called.
Okay.
Mandarins.
Tangerines.
Mandarins.
Well, main Chinese.
We went down creepy road again. Okay, according to the National Confectioners Association, Halloween candy is selling better this year than it did last year. And last year's number one candy was Reese's.
Reese's
peanut butter cups.
Reese's cups?
Yes.
Yeah, Reese's.
Yeah, I think you meant Clementine's.
36%. Then Snickers.
Same letter.
Second place. But what's the number one candy going to be this year? Stay tuned.
So Kit Kats.
Maybe.
Which ones, though? They got apple pie. They got birthday cake. That's they got white chocolate.
So weird. Did you know, Matt Mann, according to this list?
I've met him, yes.
Candy corn was more popular than Skittles.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the thing where you don't, like, I like brooches.
Yeah. Everybody loves brooches.
I know how to say it, but I said it for like 15 years of my life, so I'm going to just roll with it for fun.
Nobody ever tells us how to say it growing up either. We just be running out the store talking about brooches candy, and they never correct us.
They didn't know how to say it.
They didn't have a clue.
There really needs to be a pronunciation guide at the grocery store.
Do you like the orange slices?
Oh, yes, with those coated in the sugar.
Yeah.
They tasted like those little oranges. What are the name of those?
Mandarins.
Mandarin clementines are the same thing. Clementine mandarins is a derivative of mandarin.
Well, did you know that sales are up 13% over the same time last year? And Halloween chocolate sales are up 25%, but that must be because we're eating more.
Because a lot of people are not going out publicly, and if they have a few extra LBs, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We have an extra FB that I don't want.
Yep. Somebody texts in Hershey's Gold is the best.
It is damn delicious.
What is that?
No way.
It's good.
What is it? Help me out.
It's the gold Hershey's bar.
Ooh,
it's like pretzels and nuts.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Have you had one?
Yeah.
He eats fig bars.
Spit it out.
He eats fig bars.
They're good. You don't like Fig Newtons. You don't eat. I like old lady snacks. All right.
Let's talk about where fig you went last night.
Little old lady snacks.
Good.
You know, we ate for lunch yesterday a bag of hard candy.
Hershey's Gold is buttery sweet caramelized cream with crunchy salty bits of peanuts and pretzels.
Yuck!
It's delicious. The peanuts and pretzels are so tiny, it's like eating sand.
I said nuts and pretzels. Then I said I spit it out, but and I got a little
you
orange.
You didn't include the buttery sweet caramelized cream.
You got a bag of little oranges.
A bag of mandarins.
Paige, hey, you and I will have this conversation.
And that's okay. We'll
They've moved outside to fight with candy.
You know what will be the most popular Halloween candy?
What?
Again, it'll be the damn pieces of peanut butter garbage wrapped in the black and orange wrapping paper.
That never makes the top 10.
But they're so popular. You'd always have, I'd get home with a pillowcase full of them damn things that nobody wanted.
And who's still buying Tootsie Pops? There's no LSD in this town.
Yeah, Blow Pops are way better than Tootsie Pops.
Yeah, Blow Pops are.
It
was like two snacks in one.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I never liked Tootsie Rolls except the little vanilla ones that used to be called Vanilla Midgets. Now they have a different name.
Oh, they're good.
They are good. Yeah, that's one thing me and Fat Boy agree on is Vanilla Midgets, man.
I thought you were looking for it, Fat Boy.
That's song. Interesting.
I mean, we sit here and talked about Tootsie Pops for a second.
But can I just say, for me,
they make rolls, too.
M&M's are the best. I don't care. Any kind of M&M's, they're
Which
the
one?
Best. All of them.
Peanut.
Peanut.
White chocolate, caramel, fudge, brownie, peanut.
Keep
plain.
Going. Any kind. I will eat them.
Pick one!
Your knowledge of the variety of snack foods are impeccable, man.
What do you eat all day? He's got a buffet of candy.
I'm thinking he's like an undercover taste tester. Like he'll just taste them and, you know, he goes and does the panel tastings.
I'm going to read another one from the text line that somebody said is the best and see what you all think. Zero bars are the best.
Where?
I don't remember ever having one.
Oh, I do not like them. I don't like them a bit.
Me neither.
Okay, I'm going to say one that I love that nobody likes. Payday.
Everybody likes Payday.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I went to a gas station the other day, and they had a huge display of Payday up there,
so
and it
good.
Was getting ravaged by people.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I'm giving out rap snacks this year for Halloween.
Payday feels, because it's coated in peanuts, that you're eating something healthy. You like play a trick with yourself. You're like, oh, it's got peanuts on there. This is like a
granola bar.
Yeah, this is like something I would take out on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Good. So I sat there and then I pull out my turd knife and I cut it in half.
Turd knife.
Boy, if people weren't listening at 6, they'd be confused as hell.
About my turd knife?
Yeah. They didn't hear that. They're lost.
This is why it pays to listen all 4 hours. Otherwise, you'd be lost.
Yeah. See, it would be confusing if you took out that knife and you cut up a baby Ruth. Then you'd be like, okay, where am I going with this?
Yeah, don't cut my bag of little oranges with it.
Who needs to cut those?
If you come to my house trick or treat, you get to pick out which flavor wrap snacks you want. If you want the Cardi B honey drip butter popcorn, I got you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They got Migos still, right?
Or if you want the Cardi B jerk barbecue wavy potato chips.
You're making snack bags.
Yeah, they're all Cardi B now. My God.
Hope it's not raining that night.
Yeah, the Migos white cheddar with a dab of ranch cheese puffs.
Oh.
Ready to go.
A dab of
ranch.
Yabba.
Yeah.
Those are carbs. I mean, you're definitely going to load on.
Wait, there's a rapper named Slutty Vegan now?
You're messing with us.
I'm not.
He's dreaming. All right, so.
I don't know. There's at least a restaurant in Atlanta called Slutty Vegan. These are called Slutty Vegan Maple Barbecue Kettle Chips.
They got Mongoloid beef, I guess. Barbecue and everything else.
That's Mongolian.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Sorry, no more food talk.
Fine. I'm not even going to talk about Trina's Honeydew Cheese Puffs.
Please tell me. What cheese puffs are good?
I want those.
These taste like honeydew.
Pull over. Cheese puffs too fat.
That sounds really good. Okay. For you gamers out there, PlayStation 5 launches on November 12th in the United States, and the standard console costs around $500.
So I know someone has already ordered one.
Save some money.
Well, actually, three of us do.
Yeah.
We won't say his name because he's gotten too many names mentioned already.
Way too many.
And the disc-less digital version will sell for $400.
Yeah, there's a trayless option.
Yeah. Mm.
Just digital. The Xbox was $200 cheaper.
It still seems to me that most of the people who are buying the new generation, like the next gen consoles already, are
too much money.
It's like an obligation. It seems like, I don't really want to, but I have to. I'm expected to.
Yeah, and the competition is always fierce with the two because the PS5 comes out 2 days after the next gen Xbox, which costs $500. and 300 respectively. So,
would they play my Hulu any differently?
No. Oh, a lot of hardware upgrades, SSD drives.
But if you're just watching Hulu, you wouldn't really notice.
Yeah. What was the overnight text y'all sent about the new iOS update? Because mine didn't.
Yeah, I had to install mine manually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you don't have a push update.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. You're right.
Noob.
How did you know that?
Mine
always check.
Here's something for you, fat boy. When I get the push updates, but it always says the update couldn't be installed and I have to go do it manually.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, and if you listen to Edward Snowden, you should always check. You know, iOS is one of the most highly hacked softwares.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm on Amazon ordering my Halloween candy. We're going to give out Kendrick Lamar's bars this year.
You know what's the coolest thing about it?
Yeah.
Watch this, Matt.
Oh, you just screenshot without having to use the big button.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
I can double tap the back of my phone and screenshot now with the new iOS. That's something you can, it's called back tab. You can turn it on in settings, accessibility menu.
I don't need to do that.
I messed that up.
I love that.
I think it's great, man. I screenshot a lot of stuff. You know, I'm always stealing memes to post on my Snap and stuff.
Well, if you're into esports, the popular esport game Rocket League.
Fatboy loves it.
It's about to be available to everyone. And the vehicular soccer game will be free to play. And that is starting on Wednesday.
A vehicular soccer game, everybody.
Whatever that is.
Must be the new season pass. There goes my Rocketeer status.
It's like RC Pro-Am with a ball. Correct?
Yeah, but it's fun, man. It's so much fun.
Or not, maybe not. It's like a demolition derby, but you're trying to score goals.
It's soccer with trucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can go aerials.
Twisted metal.
It's like Twisted Metal, but not nearly as cool.
Is there a killer clown driving a box truck?
You can get that one, yeah. I got that one.
Is Pele in the game?
No.
What would be Pele in a monster truck?
You get all kinds of different trucks. It's fun.
If you have kids or young adults in their early 20s, you might not want to put this in your living room because it could be a death trap for people. In fact, I've had one in my living room that ended up getting smashed.
Sibian?
We're talking about glass coffee tables.
Oh.
Why'd you get that? That has to be one of the silliest things in the world.
A glass coffee table?
Yeah.
All right. I've had many. I like them because they make your room look bigger. And the place that I had it was in a condo in California.
You should get mirror walls. You'd love it.
Yeah, mirrors do.
I live in a mansion.
Makes the room look bigger.
It does make your and it reflects light, so mirrors are good. But with the table, if you get in a fight with somebody who's insane like I did, this person picked up a big vase and smashed it on the glass table and everything. It was just awful.
What do you mean by vase?
Vase. It's the thing you put flowers in.
Oh, like
flowers.
Like a vase.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. That's what happened to my glass coffee table I had at the house when I lived downtown, and everybody used to come over and hang out. One night it was a scuffle with my old roommate. We were both drunk and scuffling, and we broke the coffee table because we had a glass top. Kind of, yeah, but not like nobody got hurt. It wasn't responsible for an injury like the rest of them all are.
All right, so there was...
It just seems like that's the worst thing to be glass ever because
it's
your working area sometimes. It's your, food. You know, you get your feet up on them. Like, it just seems like it's just...
It's just an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But it's something you see at the furniture store and you think, oh, that looks nice. And you don't think about all the bad parts. You just think about it looks nice.
Yeah, like,
why
do we have...
You're not thinking about that you're an idiot and so is your family.
Well, right. And yes. I had a glass kitchen table with a marble pedestal.
Yeah.
But the one bad thing about glass is it doesn't travel well. So if you're going to move, don't ever get that kind of furniture.
You know what was great about his old place besides the dartboard?
The location.
Well, that.
Yeah.
He never sat in the nice furniture.
No, I always sat in my other chair.
He sat in a dining room chair.
Mm-hmm.
It was always open.
In front of his computer.
Yeah, the mixing station.
The mixing station.
So from this Rutgers University study, they found that they looked at over 3,000 cases. And the groups that hurt themselves the most are kids and young adults in their early 20s because they are more likely to climb or stand on the glass. Oh, and 55% of these injuries involve deep cuts or tripping over a glass table that you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention. So the parts that you hurt on your glass table, wrist, hands, and fingers.
Not legs. Yeah. Pardon, not legs?
No. Well, if it breaks or it's chipped, you got to get rid of it. You can't nick anything. You
know, yeah.
If you have kids, you got to get rid of it because they're pulling up on those tables.
That's how you make the kids on those tables.
Glass one?
Oh, yeah, and you can film up under it. You see, you never logged on Instagram and saw the video where the girls on the sliding glass doors, and she does the handstand with her skirt. Her ass cheeks are like right on the window.
Oh, it's great.
Link me.
Yeah, but if you have a glass table and you're not, you know, like a cokehead.
I was going to say, I see a razor blade and a dollar bill rolled up.
Yeah. Oh, you should,
like, I mean, those are made for drugs and sex videos, like Fatboy said.
Yeah.
Never done that with mine.
Have you ever seen? I've seen a video one time of it's a girl. The camera's up under the glass table. She gets up on the table and goes to the bathroom. On the table.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Yeah, and the view is from the bottom up. You know, people send me weird stuff.
Oh,
I don't.
Gosh.
I didn't search that out. I promise. It was sent to me, and I watched it and laughed.
So many missed opportunities,
dude. I know it's here because I trained my Instagram. Every time I hit the search button, it's always boobs and butts, and sometimes it's women. But I'll find it here in a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if there's ever a picture on my feed that an attractive woman posts on Instagram, Fatboy's already liked it before I ever see it.
That's why, you know, I had to Google why that happens, is why when you hit the discovery option on Instagram, it shows you all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, anytime it's like a hot girl, I'll click on it. It says Fatboy and 942 people like this.
Mm. The thing I was talking about with the glass coffee table, it has on Urban Dictionary, it's called glass bottom boat.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we?
Celebrity birthdays.
Jason Sudeikis.
I like him. The former Joe Biden impersonator.
I want to see his new show.
Oh, yeah.
I like him a lot. I enjoyed him as, oh, crap. Can't remember the character name. What was his name when he played for Shane? Shane Dog. Yes, thank Shane you, Dog. Jimmy. Best friends forever. You and me.
I wanted you to come up with it. I knew it was important to you. I enjoyed him in We're the Millers, man. He was great in that.
Hall Pass.
Man, I tried to watch that recently. I didn't like it the second time around.
No? Well, you already know that.
You know Fake Chow?
Horrible. Yeah, see, I watched that scene. It just was lame.
Yeah.
But Horrible Bosses was good, and We're the Millers was great.
Horrible Bosses is one
of
my
favorite. Fire all the fat people.
Horrible Bosses is so good because you're so sitting good. There and you're just, at least me, I'm sitting there just thinking about Jennifer Aniston in ways that I never have before.
Her part in that film is just hilarious.
She was a nympho, and she's always wanting to grab junk.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't say what the setup was, but she goes, oh, I'm thirsty.
I cannot.
No, you can't.
Jason Sudeikis, I'm going to say, is 45.
46.
47?
Jason is 45 today. Lance Armstrong.
Cheater.
How do people feel about him now? Has he been... everybody cool with him now?
I think he's vindicated.
I have no reason to hold anything against him.
I don't know.
Didn't have a reason to be mad at him when it was going on.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch when he won the award.
Yeah.
So why should I care when they took it away?
It's weird how many people don't care about the sport but got mad at him for cheating at something they don't care about.
Yeah.
Those people are bored.
Yeah. Like the only gold medals, truly, this is going to make me sound like an awful American, but was the dream team. The basketball team. I didn't care about the other ones.
Dude, I like to win the wrestling gold medals. I mean, that's hand-to-hand combat.
I didn't watch
combat.
It, though. I remember Rulon Gardner, but that's...
Mm-hmm.
He's
had a hard life since then.
He's had a real bad life. Drug addiction and stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. He lost his fingers?
Something like that, yeah. He's almost...
He's deaf, too, right?
I think so.
Probably watches Cuties, too.
No. Mm. Don't say that about people.
Whose birthday are we guessing? Bella Caroli?
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, Bella Caroli.
Lance Armstrong's got to be about 53.
50.
57?
Lance is 49. And Ryan Sandberg, baseball player.
Oh.
Former Spartanburg Philly, was he?
Yes. 1981 or 82. And then the Reading Phillies after that. You know, that's P1 Looper's second favorite baseball player of all time. Do you know number one?
X-Pac. That's his favorite wrestler.
Mark Grace.
Oh, man, Mark Grace was cool.
He was great. Ryan Sandberg is...
Rana.
60. It's one.
60 then.
57?
Ryan is 61 today. Well played.
Rana.
Spells his name wrong.
And you ever seen his autograph? It's so silly. It's just a bunch of loops. I don't know how he does it, but it's continuity to it, but it's just a bunch of loops. You can't read it to know what it said.
Yeah, when I was a kid and he was playing, he always looked like such a nice guy. He always looks so nice.
Always smiling real big.
Yeah, he just always looks so happy and just like such a nice man.
But so was Steve Garvey, and he was a womanizer and an alcoholic.
That's true.
Uh-oh.
Will Clark couldn't wear a hat, right?
No.
All right.
Chris Sabo had to wear a helmet.
Yeah. Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic John Boutique Oliver. On Page, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
Sabo was the goggles. All right, thank you, Paige. We'll reminisce about baseball players and funny nicknames. More Rise Guys coming up right after this.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This is Facebook Fussing. Scene one. Playing the role of Needle Nose Ned will be 9. Playing the role of Scotty will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Damn Old Gene will be Fireball, Fat Boy. And playing the role of Cheryl will be Paige. And action.
Needle Nose Ned posted an upstate SC locals only group.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hey, so I've been considering relocating myself and my family as I now work from home full time. In the past, I have visited the Greenville area as part of my professional ventures, and to my surprise, I quite enjoyed my stay there. Needless to say, Greenville is very high on our list of possible locations. What are some of the best schools and neighborhoods? Pros and cons of moving to Greenville? Thank you so much in advance for your gracious help with these few questions. Best regards, Ned.
Aw, oh, hell, dude. Bad news. Greenville's plumb full up. Last house just showed this morning. Sorry, dude. I hear Charlotte's nice this time of year.
If you think Charlotte's nice, it's only because you haven't been to Columbia.
Oh, gee, no, I totally get it. No one wants an outsider, but I promise myself, my wife, and our kids will be an asset to your community.
Yeah, well, when you start out asking about neighborhoods and school, you know, but you don't say one word about church, well, our ears perk up. Anyway, why don't you just go to Charleston like you want to anyway? Not enough money?
Oh, wow, no, I hadn't even considered Charleston, as my wife's particular allergies aren't really conducive to a salt air environment.
All right, so y'all don't go to church?
Well, I don't see how that's any of your business.
Oh, dude, believe me, it's our business. I mean, if you're trying to move to our town.
This feels like I'm in a Wild West movie, and you guys are the surly townsfolk trying to run off the new gunslinger who just rode in.
Now, if you like guns, we can talk about this.
Wow, never shot one, personally.
Damn it, boy. Really?
Oh, honey. Tags, Ned. Please don't worry about these trolls. They're just grumps to people they don't know. We have a problem with people from Ohio moving down here, and they just stay pissed off about it.
Oh, I see. Well, being from Michigan, I understand how easy it is to hate Ohio. Ha, 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 ha.
Exactly. So to answer your question, you really won't find a neighborhood better than Berea. You have to access Berea High School or maybe Carolina Academy.
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you so much. I'm taking notes at Carolina Academy. Is that a magnet school? A private school? Sorry, I'm not familiar.
No, it's a high school.
Great. Thanks again.
Damn, girl. You going to get his nerdy kids beat up now.
LOL. He'll Google those schools and change his mind real fast.
You evil's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you an evil woman and it's kind of sexy. Anyway, serves him right, I reckon.
Ah, yeah, you guys, I still get the notifications when you comment on this post because I started the post, you know? So, yeah, I see all of this.
Oh, well, blank. Whoops. Crying laughing emoji.
Crying laughing emoji.
Yep, serves you right.
Yeah, well, don't you guys worry. Look, I get it. Old Ned understands when he isn't wanted. Luckily, Greenville is one of many places on my list. There is a town out there that will be lucky to have us, and I guess it won't be your town. Your loss. Guess I'll just check Greenville off the list and move on to North Carolina. Maybe the people in Asheville are nicer.
Oh, yeah, they sure are nice. They're all homeless, and they say please and thank you when they ask you for money.
Insane. It is a real influx. I'm not just saying from, where is that guy from? Michigan or wherever? Just all over.
Yeah.
Scene two. Playing the role of Dana the woman will be 9. Playing the role of Dana the man will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Bootsy will be Paige. Playing the role of Donald will be Fat Boy. And also playing the role of the narrator will also be Fat Boy. And
action.
Dana the woman posts a picture of a dog laying in the grass with a bone in its mouth. A golden retriever with beautiful long hair. Most likely a female dog. You know, a bitch dog.
I love you so much, and I miss you like crazy, baby. I promise. Mama's fighting for you. He thinks he's hurting me, but he's hurting you more. You won't be kept from me for long. Don't you worry. Love you, Brenda.
Well, okay, on here acting like you haven't just spent a whole day with her. On here acting like I'm the bad guy. That's okay. Go ahead and have your pity party. All I asked of you was not to be banging every guy in Oconee County in front of my dog. But no. You're over there hopping from blank to blank while taking blank about me and talking blank about me the whole damn time. That's all right, though. That's okay. You'll never see this dog again.
First off, your dog? No, bitch. Second, you just assume blank your dad. You are the bad one for telling Brenda that I don't love her and that I left her. Blank you, Dana. I'm getting back, and if I have to take you to court, then okay. Custody court is different from marriage court, so anything you try to bring up about me ain't gonna matter in there when I'm trying to get my dog back. So, huh? I mean, good luck, dumbass.
Man, I don't think you can go to court over a damn dog, to be honest with you. And I've been to court a lot for different things. But I don't remember a damn dog court.
I've never kept our dog from you like this, Dana. So you need to learn how to co-parent and stop worrying about me every damn move. Until then, look, blank you.
Okay, then let's put it all out there then, huh? Yeah, let everybody else decide who all here is really worth a blank as a parent to Brenda anyway, huh? Yeah, I've had her for how long? Why, you out on the streets chasing blank? And then when you finally get her, you drop her off with whatever guy you're blanking at the time, the last one day until you bring her back. And you're the one blowing up my phone threatening me. I got the damn messages, yeah.
No, hell no. You and your sister jump my ass from behind and then take her from me after not asking about her for four damn days. I'm sorry I have a damn job I have to go to that I can't bring you to, so I dropped her off at a friend's house so she'd be looked after for once. You need to stop lying on here.
I think if you take this in front of a judge, he's going to tell you to get the fork out of his courtroom. Wait a minute. Damn typo. Whatever.
Yeah, well, look, I didn't have to tell her to jump on nothing, but when you show up to my family function with some side D that you're messing with at the time, then it triggers people's feelings towards you, and she did what she did. Yeah, I ain't apologizing. You confusing that damn dog's what you are doing.
I'm done being with you. Never giving you another chance. And this is how you control me, by holding my dog over my head. And people reading this can clearly see you're crazy. Crying, laughing emojis.
So how you banging all these dudes and working two jobs doesn't add up to me.
I don't know, Mama. He's just crazy.
Take his ass to court and get her back. He has to prove you unfit. Get a restraining order, too, and don't play his games.
Look, be a hoe or be a mom. Either way, hurry up and decide while I'm in a good mood.
Don't sass her. She's going to get her dog back. You can bet on that.
Yeah, whatever.
2 days later, Dana posts the following picture with a dog in her arms, a beautiful golden retriever, and yes, the same bitch dog from earlier.
I'm so happy she's back with her mama now, guys. Thank your thoughts and prayers on this, and believe me, she's not going through anything like that ever again.
Is that true, what all he was saying about you and them dudes hooking up in front of that dog?
Look, you can't believe everything you read, winky emoji.
Oh, because I was about to say, let me get them digits.
And scene. God bless America. That's fun right there. That ended up being her mama.
Yeah.
Old Bootsy.
Boutice. Oh, yeah.
Boutice, as they call her.
Did Dana the woman have a line that was supposed to be Dana the man?
Yeah, it was a little transcribing error. My computer sometimes sticks with all the sugar in it.
Oh, yeah. It's not operator error.
Okay. All right. I was wondering.
Nobody else had
also, Dana the woman misspelled the word mama as well, so.
Uh-oh.
That's something you could have fixed.
You could have fixed it. Yeah, you could have fixed it.
M-O-M-M-A. That's right.
Scene 3, Facebook fussing. We're live at facebook.com/RiseGuys. The little interactive thing. What do you like to do on a rainy day? All right? Besides listening to freaking this. Here we go. Scene 3, playing the role of Tobias will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Brigitte will be Paige. Playing the role of Bobby will be 9.
and playing the role of Lanny, freaking me. And
auction. My goodness, this is a rough times for all of us indeed. Thankfully, none of my friends here in the States or friends and family back in Germany have not been sick from this plague. Yes, I said it, plague. I want the world to stop burning. I want peoples of all colors to come together. I want normal back. Yeah, I said it, normal. Whatever that is. And if I'm being honest, I missed the stage.
I agree with most of that, but I'm cool with Germans. Without them, we wouldn't have beer and I wouldn't have a job.
Lanny posts a jiffy of a spinning BMW logo. I miss y'all sons of bitches on first shift. Tobias, what stage you miss?
Well, I totally bypassed that. Yeah, Tobias, what stage you get on?
You ain't got no ass. That's what gets the dollars nowadays in the club. I mean, that's what got the dollars. I ain't been to a kitty cat club in years.
Yeah, winky wink.
Well, they charge extra to do that.
Tobias, that was very sweet sentiment you said to world. Lieben, I loved it. Who is these butt violins that reply here? Americans, no less, with names like Bobby and Lenny. We dream of the day you return to Bavaria, Tobias.
That's funny right there, Brugheat. American, yes I am. AF, as we say here in the U States of A.
I too am from here, Brigitte. Are you Tobias's mama?
Sister, I am his sister, you banana bender.
Ouch. And so I walk the S-Rabbit trail and come to find out that my colleagues met my sister, no less. And almost kind of an international argument.
Brigitte, that was no slide on you. Your profile pic's real tiny on my phone.
Man, I think she's hot. Tobias, my man, for real. You missed the stage. I'm sitting here thinking you might have been talking about stages of sobriety. If so, all my kids, I'm sorry.
No, I'm an actor of the stage. You guys do not know that? I've been in production of plays at Town Theater, blanking my blank drama works, New Blanky Opera House, and there are others.
Dude, you'd be a great Terminator.
Yeah, man, you've been in Die Hard, the musical.
I know. You've made the Hans Gruber Weinscrack before.
No, you in singing musicals.
He is, and he has a beautiful voice like the Hasselhoff.
Thanks, Brigitte. Very sweet of you to say, but not all stage theater plays are musicals that I sing in.
Lanny, check out Bias' Facebook videos. He sings in a bunch of drama plays. Bias, all my kids, man, that ain't my thing, but you good. Looks like you's having fun.
Blankin' A, dude, you are good. I saw the Rent Broadway play before. Hey, Bobby, you listen to it. You'll be singing like that all afternoon.
Oh, my God. You all will be singing to be at Factory now.
Man, wow. I mean, I kind of love this, man. Like, 525,006 BMWs, 525 hours furloughed this year.
525,600 Beamers. They make that money, and we take it in the rear.
Oh, you pranksters, not bad. Not bad at all. I kind of sing your posts in my head.
We make X3s and X4s managed by dudes from Germany.
525,006 BMWs.
Drink all you want, but they drug test your hair.
Insane.
Real Facebook argument.
John McClane.
That last one twisted a little bit, but whatever.
It was fun, though.
Sent in anonymously by many of you to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The RiseGuys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. Hopefully you had a good time. We did.
Yeah, we did. We had a damn good time.
Today was good. Make sure you join us Monday if you missed the FOF line, 864-241-4318. We'll get that, a compilation of that on for you Monday, as well as the sack. You can email us, theriseguys@aol.com.
Yeah, why don't you do it before you get to having too much fun over the weekend?
We're going to do a worst of tomorrow morning?
Hell yeah.
All right, 6 until 10 for that, and then back at it Monday. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. Be safe. It is good. Tickle it.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Bye, baby. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.